What's up, everybody? Welcome in to another edition of Fantasy Unscripted, your favorite fantasy football podcast, off the cuff and never scripted, as in our name, Fantasy Unscripted. As always, it's your boy Jake the Snake, joined by, finally, a show that both of the guys are here, Z-Dub and Barnacle. Barnacle, you doing alright, bud?
Yeah.
Awesome. Z-Dub, how about you, man?
I'm pretty tired. First gym visit and a very long time today. So, yeah.
Oh, I know how you feel. we just started a softball team back up, and after the first practice, I was sore as all get out, dude. I couldn't even move the next day.
I've been sore the past. I'm so out of shape. I've been sore the past 2 days.
Yeah, yeah, because you had a lot of stretching going on over there at first base, my man. Probably a little too much, huh?
Stretching out, picking my brain, you know.
Picking your butt crack, maybe.
Yeah, for real. Just chilling.
Absolutely.
I might pull a hamstring stretching, so you never know.
Wouldn't surprise me, and then we'd have to carry you off the field. Remember, like in high school, we had to carry you all the way to the trainer room?
Tripped over a pitcher's
Because you tripped over the mound.
Hashtag high school baseball.
Sounds like something you would do, Warren.
It is.
That is something you would do.
Hey, if you just do the most stupidest things out there, man, I feel your pain. We call it the Barnes, because I'm the only one that would do it.
That's true. No, that's definitely true.
Oh, I'm okay with that. I'm okay. I'm original. I'm the only Barnes out there. The Barnes.
You are.
The
that's
Barnacle.
True. That is something that nobody can ever say. There has never been another Barnacle in history. Like, in history. There has never been, there never will be another
except
Barnacle,
in the ocean.
Ever.
I mean, other than that.
Oh my gosh, are you kidding me right now? Oh gosh. Okay, we're starting with those kind of jokes. Okay. Well, we might as well move on to our first topic, which is bing, bing, bing. We don't have any kind of sound effects on this show, so I do them all with my mouth. Breaking news in the NFL, Alex Smith traded to the Redskins, and it's not official yet because trading actually doesn't even open up until March.
Listen to this. They already signed to a contract extension, too. 4-year deal.
Yeah.
Already got a new contract.
They're gonna, once the trade goes through, they're going to immediately sign him to a 4-year extension.
That's like a slap in Kirk Cousins' face. I mean, you just traded for a guy and then signed him an extension already?
Yeah, I feel so bad for Kirk Cousins.
I mean,
no, I think they just
start looking for houses.
I think they just know that Kirk is going to leave.
Yeah. He said he would sign a franchise tag. I saw a report today. He's like, oh, I'll sign a franchise tag if need be. Then 2 hours later, this happens. Like, it just had to be. He reported that. Then boom. All right, you're going to sign a franchise tag? All right, we're going to go get Alex Smith and then sign him to an extension. Let's go.
Well, of course he's going to sign a franchise tag because he's getting paid more than any other quarterback in the league per year at franchise rate. But they don't want to have to pay him that much just for 1 year, and they don't know what's going to happen after that. At least they can lock down with a contract someone who they like. I guess they don't really like Kirk Cousins. That's probably the deal. They never really liked him. I don't know. That's just my opinion.
I think him and Gruden are going to be good together. Smith and Gruden.
Yeah, that'd be pretty good.
And he has he has decent weapons. I mean, it's not Kansas City's weapons, but
no, definitely not.
I mean, he still has a scat back in Chris Thompson, Jameson Crowder, Josh Doctson, Jordan Reed if he's healthy. Alex Smith might have a decent year next year.
So never Jordan Reed. He won't have Jordan Reed at all then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because you said if healthy, he'll never be healthy.
Hey,
he takes a lot of Vagisil, so.
Zeta, what'd you say? He'll have who?
He'll have the. Oh, who's the other tight end?
Vernon Davis.
Yeah, Vernon Davis. He'll have him back. That was his favorite.
Yeah.
That was his favorite target in San Francisco.
Yeah, you're right. I forgot they played together for a little bit in San Fran.
They sure did. Yeah, that's cool. Potential spots for Kirk Cousins would be Denver, New York Jets, Jacksonville Jaguars. I've heard some people say New York Giants. What do you guys think about that? Where do you think he ends up? I think best case for him. He goes to either Denver or Jacksonville because he wants to win. And how do you win? You have a good defense. The Jets aren't there yet. But I think, realistically, I think there's an 80% chance that he goes to Denver that'll probably be the biggest, the best place for him. Like,
I think Denver's
he'll fit well and he'll like it there.
I think Denver's going to go after a quarterback in a draft.
Me too. I think they're going to go young.
They'll probably do both. They'll probably do both. They'll probably draft a guy and take Cousins.
Why would you do both?
Because whoever they draft, think about it.
That's what the Chicago Bears did.
But that's the problem. Are any quarterbacks this year in the draft ready to go right now? No, not one. Not a single one. They all need to sit out a year.
Sam Darnold.
No, not even him. But okay. Sam Darnold. But Sam Darnold's not going to be there when they're picking. He's going to be gone by then.
Yes, you're right about that, but he's ready.
Okay, so anybody else that they get, they're going to want to sit him out a year.
They're in the top 15, I think.
Oh, Denver's like top 6 or 7.
Yeah, I thought Denver's getting like the 6th pick or so.
I think they'll take Josh Allen.
That's what they should take. Sure. I mean, he's right up the road in Wyoming.
Anybody who they take, they need to have sit on the bench for at least a year.
Oh, yeah.
Because they're not ready to play.
I wouldn't waste money on Kirk Cousins, though.
Well, maybe not. If you sign him to a real contract, like, because he's going to be a free agent, he'll probably get paid less per year than his franchise tag was. It's just the truth of the matter.
Yeah, true.
But I know there's going to be a crazy bidding war between about 4 or 5 different teams looking for a quarterback, and he's probably going to be paid more than Matthew Stafford just because of the demand is so high.
You can throw San Francisco in that name because Jimmy G is a free agent, and they haven't said they're going to re-sign him yet. So you never know about Kirk Cousins going to San Fran.
I know they haven't said it, but they will. No way that Belichick would trade away their future if they didn't know that he was going to have a future in San Francisco. I mean, that was like a unagreed-to agreement. You know, it's like an unspoken rule where you just kind of know what's going to happen. He's going to be there for pretty much his entire career unless it's his choice that he leaves. You know, he's kind of like Golden Child. Montana. He gets whatever he wants.
Like Joe Montana.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, exactly. Yeah, I feel bad for Kirk Cousins, man. He's a good dude. He's just been dragged through the mud with that organization ever since day one.
I don't think he gets the respect he deserves.
They'll change their name, too.
Did you see the Indians are not putting Chief Wahoo on their jerseys this year? Not at all.
Yeah, and the Redskins are going to fight it until the end. No, the Indians will stop putting Chief Wahoo on their jerseys in 2019. This is the last year they'll do that.
Okay, but they'll still have him on paperwork. They'll still have him probably on lineup cards and other things. He just won't be on the jersey.
Yes.
He'll still be throughout the stadium. There'll be Chief Wahoo will still be their mascot. They'll still have a giant Indian running around.
They won't, because they don't want an Indians portrayed that way.
But that's their name, is the Cleveland Indians.
Yeah, I know, but it's just...
Are they going to become a bunch of brown guys with dots on their head? I mean, what other Indian is there?
Who knows?
They have to change their name.
Who knows? Redskins need to change their name, though, that's for sure, but that won't happen because of their owner.
Well, yeah, I think... I just think people are a little bit crazy with all that stuff. I mean, come on.
They're just being too soft.
Are we going to have to change our name because it's racist? Are we going to have to not be the Texans anymore because the Texans are racist? I mean, come on, really?
Who knows, man?
To me, that just doesn't make any sense. I don't know. I heard some people saying that even the Celtics were going to have to change their name because they got the little fighting Irish dude, kind of like Notre Dame, as their mascot, the little Irish guy.
That's not even close to being racist.
People say weird things, man. People always do. And you're going to see, think about how many college football teams have Indian names or native names. I mean, the list goes on and on and on. And it's going to be unbelievable. Colleges are going to be swept all the way through the country having to change their mascot that's been there for hundreds of years. Maybe at some point, maybe 200 years.
Yeah, you're right.
So, I don't know. It's a touchy subject, but I think people just need to grow up. It's just a name. It's just a nickname for a team. The only person I know that trots out literal Indians on the field is Florida State. They literally put a Seminole Indian on a horse and let him throw a dagger in the middle of the field before the game. Yeah. That's the only team that I know actually has a true Native American that comes out on the field.
Yeah.
You know, so. Oh, well. We got a biggest game of the year coming up this Sunday, guys. And not too many people are happy about it. I know I'm not. I couldn't care less about this game. But
I care. It's the Super Bowl, man.
I don't care at all.
I don't because of who's in it. But guess what? I help run a fantasy football podcast, so we have to talk about it.
And who cares about the game? It's about the commercials.
That is the most truth that you have ever spoken in your life there, young Barnacle. The commercials are all that's worth it. You know what? I actually heard somebody last year, I think, because it was the Patriots were in the Super Bowl, and they were saying, and they were really mad. You know, I think they were a Steelers fan or something, and they said, I'm going to sit down for the commercials, and then once the game comes on, I'm going to get up and use the restroom, go eat. Like, that was the commercial.
That's definitely worth it.
That's a good idea. I think I might do the same thing. Sit down, watch all the commercials. Because I do. Sometimes I'll record the show before the Super Bowl, like the pregame show, and then I'll record the show or two directly after it so I can go back and watch all the commercials. That way, the next day, I can always talk to people, oh, which one was your favorite one? And I'll have seen them all, and I'll be able to know which one they're talking about.
I'm going to do that, but after this,
there's always some great ones, and usually you only see them once.
After this Super Bowl, it ain't going to be like another show. It's going to be This Is Us after the Super Bowl.
That is another show.
Yeah, but I'm saying you won't see Super Bowl commercials during the show.
No. What I do is I record the show after the Super Bowl because inevitably it never takes as long as it does. It's always longer. So if you stop the recording on your TV when the time slot ends, so if it's like 9 o'clock, it'll keep going. And then if it's at 9:30, you'll miss the other commercials that come on. So what you do is you record the two shows after, like an hour later, so you continue to see that. And then you see like post-game coverage and all that is still recorded. You never just record the event.
Yeah.
That's a pro move. You always got to do after and a little bit before, so you catch everything. So, what do you guys think? Who's winning?
Patriots.
Eagles.
I think Eagles. I think they're taking that underdog thing real serious, and they're going to go ahead and pull one out. So now everybody's heard why or who we think is going to win, and now we're going to tell you why we think they're going to win. And we're going to go through and break down just about every position, not every single position, but just kind of look at who's got the advantage on which team and why we think so, you know. Could be stat-based. Mine's going to be pretty much eyeball-based because I like looking at guys. I'm kind of old school where statisticians didn't have jobs and you just kind of looked at somebody to tell if they were good or not. I think it still applies some to real fantasy. I mean, to real football. If we're talking about fantasy, then obviously you got to look at stats because that's all that matters. But let's jump in and break down probably, I'd say, the easiest one to tell from this list would be the quarterback position. Who has the advantage at the quarterback position, guys?
Nick Foles.
I'm going to go with the one that's been there like 8 times.
Nick Foles has been there 8 times?
Yeah, definitely.
Oh, Carson Wentz. Sorry, excuse me, Carson Wentz.
I mean, hobble out there?
Hobble along.
Yeah. Well, Tom Brady, the GOAT, that's a no-brainer. He's the best there is and the best there was. The best there ever will be at that position.
You sound like you're trying to write a love song or something.
I'm just being honest. I mean, Tom Brady's probably going to be one of the greatest QBs, if not the greatest QB ever.
You know what I heard? An astonishing fact today. I was listening to the radio. Did you guys know this year, okay, Tom Brady was selected first team All-Pro, okay? This was only his 3rd time in his career that he's been first team All-Pro. So think about this. The guy that most people consider the greatest quarterback of all time, right? Some people say 2, but most people say he's the best, okay? That he was only the best quarterback in the league 3 times over his career, yet he's the best quarterback to ever live. How does that happen?
Yes. Because Peyton Manning, that's why. Peyton Manning was...
Oh, because Peyton Manning.
Yes, Peyton Manning was he has all the records still. Tom Brady just showed up in the playoffs. That's the thing.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Peyton Manning is probably the best regular season quarterback ever, in my opinion.
Know why he had a hard time is because he always had to play against Tom Brady.
Yeah. I mean, Tom Brady would almost always beat him
in the postseason
AFC Championship game, usually.
I think about this. If Peyton Manning and Tom Brady were in 2 different conferences, right? We could be talking about, like, Magic Johnson versus Larry Bird if that happened. Like, just two guys who hate each other but are, like, two of the best of all time player-wise. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, that conversation gets thrown around a lot. And I think, again, I think those are pretty much it. Like, Peyton, Tom, those are the top two. I don't think anybody else, you know, realistically could throw anybody else in that category.
Montana.
Nobody really comes close. I mean, even he doesn't really even come close to what they've managed to do. I mean, I know he's won four Super Bowls, but Peyton has all the records, like you said. He's got all the records. And Tom's got a chance for six Super Bowls himself.
Yeah.
Which there's only one he other alone team. Would have as many there's as the Steelers have in their whole history. It's the Steelers, yeah. Like, he personally would have as many Super Bowls as an entire organization that's in second place. You know what I mean? And they're going for the 10th time, which is a record. No team has been to the Super Bowl 10 times in the 52 Super Bowls that there have been. So, yeah, okay. We got that one. Tom Brady, everybody knows Tom Brady's the advantage. Real quick, any thoughts on Nick Foles? You guys think he's at least adequate enough to win this game? I think so. I think
he doesn't turn it over. A few mistakes.
Yeah.
The game.
I know last week, Z-Dub and I, or maybe 2 weeks ago, we talked about that we thought the Vikings were actually a better team than the Patriots. And the way that Nick Foles kind of handled the Vikings defense, which is an arm and a leg better than the Patriots defense, I think he'll handle them the same way. Even though it's not a home field, it's a neutral field, I think he'll handle their defense in the same manner. Again, if he doesn't turn the ball over, but that's the story we preach to every quarterback. Duh. I mean, we know that now. No, but you can't turn the ball over, obviously. That's like an unwritten thing. You don't even have to say it anymore. It's an unspoken thing. Let's go on to running backs. I want to get y'all's thoughts. You guys go first. I want to hear. Let's go Z-Dub and then Barnacle. You guys go ahead and tell me what you think. Who's got the upper hand in running backs?
I'm going to say Philadelphia, and this is the only reason why. Their run blocking is absolutely amazing. The Patriots, we all know what their running backs can do, especially in the pass game. But, the Eagles surround their offense around their running game. If they can get the running game going, then they can get the passing game going. And I think they're going to have a successful day behind that offensive line.
I agree. I think we've seen teams get to play New England in the playoffs, and their one main thing is nobody knows how to run the ball late. Like, they don't make the decision. They leave it in the QB's hands. But I think with Philadelphia's backfield, they can hit you with Blunt. They can hit you with Ajayi. They can just come at you full force with two big dudes running down right at you. And if they get that running game going early and keep it consistent all game long, I think we'll see Philadelphia win this game with those two guys running at them like how they did in all playoffs, really.
And they have you know, a good I think this
receiving back too, and Clement.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think this is probably one of the first times I can remember having two such different styles of running back play. You know, you think the Eagles, they have a pretty traditional style of running back.
Yeah.
Both in Ajayi and in Blunt, where they actually run first. You know, those guys are meant to be runners. So, yeah, they can catch. Probably LeGarrette Blunt can't catch, but they can catch a little bit. But the Patriots, on the other hand, their running backs, all three of them, are meant to be receivers first, so to speak. You know, they're all little guys. Deion Lewis is pretty strong, but they're all pretty much little guys or short guys. They all look like Julian Edelman. And they're fast, and they're elusive, and they can get out of the backfield and catch a pass and take it down the field, whereas Ajayi and Blunt's forte is running the ball. You know, that's their main goal, is to run. And so I think this is the first time, really, that we've seen a Super Bowl where the running backs are literally on opposite sides of the spectrum. Like, one is run first, and one is pass first.
Yeah. Totally polar opposites. I think that's what makes it an intriguing matchup for the running back position.
Absolutely. Agreed. You guys might be surprised at my next pick. I actually think the Eagles have the upper hand at the wide receiver position with Alshon, with Nelson Aguilar, with Torrey Smith. I think they have the upper hand at the wide receiver position. What do you think?
I agree.
I agree. I think if you look at their core group, they're better. But, I mean, you saw what Amendola did last against Jacksonville, and you see what Brandon Cooks can do. Who knows how they're going to show up. I mean, Amendola shows up one game, and the next game he can have one catch and not be a factor. I mean, it's just hit or miss with that guy.
Yeah, I think the Eagles have the advantage because of Alshon Jeffrey. Nick Foles actually has a perfect passer rating when targeting Alshon Jeffrey in the playoffs. I don't know if y'all knew that.
That's a pretty cool stat.
I did not know that. I think
that's pretty cool.
I think him being a big threat, I think we'll see him get some red zone looks down there. I think we'll see him get a lot of red zone looks in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, he's a pretty big guy, right? Dude. Is he tall?
He's tall. Okay. He can jump. He's tall. He can get that jump
ball. That's what I thought. Yeah, I thought he was pretty big. He's from South Carolina, right? Alshon Jeffrey.
Yeah.
Is he a Gamecock?
I don't remember.
He's a part of that team.
He's a part of Spurrier's last year, right?
Yeah, and that beat Alabama. When they beat out with Sergio Steven Garcia.
Yes, I remember that.
Yeah.
That was crazy. I think the next one also might be kind of unfair. Because we know who has the advantage, and unfortunately I think the Patriots have the advantage here. Although it's pretty close. I mean, I think you could go 1-2, 1-2 either way. The tight end position. I think Gronk has over Ertz, but really it could go either way.
Ertz, any other matchup, he would win. With the exception of maybe
Kelsey.
I was about to say, except maybe the Chiefs. But Gronk is just overpowering, unguardable. I mean,
if he plays.
You can't stop him.
That's if he plays. We don't know if he's playing.
But he's playing.
He's not going to sit out the Super Bowl.
I don't know.
They will pay whoever they have to clear him out of the concussion protocol.
It's Gronk. Gronk gets hurt with you sneezing on him. So, I mean.
No, that's Matt Schaub.
So he gets hurt too much.
That's Matt Schaub. You just breathe on him and he falls down and gets hurt.
Gronk gets hurt because plays hard.
I'm going against both of y'all. I'm going Ertz.
You've always got to go against the grain, though. That's your personality.
I think Ertz is more valuable to Nick Foles, and especially in the Super Bowl, than Gronk is to Tom Brady. Because Tom Brady's still got those three receiving running backs. He's still got those receivers. Gronk can have two catches for 20 yards, and the Patriots win. If Ertz doesn't have a good game, Eagles are going to lose. That's what I think the difference is between these two for me. Ertz is more of a factor in the game for Foles than it would be for Brady. I mean, for Gronk.
That's actually, I like what you said there. I like what you said about
catches.
I like what you said about that because the Patriots can win without Gronk. I don't think the Eagles can win without
Gronk. Yeah, they showed it last year.
And think about this. They've been winning all season without Julian Edelman, too.
I mean, it's just next man up for the Patriots.
Well, Brandon Cooks is being their outside guy that they've been missing kind of since, Randy Moss. Yeah.
Chris
Hogan at the beginning of the season stepped into that slot role pretty well until he got hurt. He was having a season. I mean, Chris Hogan was having a season this year until he got hurt.
Yeah. But Brandon Cooks doesn't have that kind of size Brandon Cooks has the same kind of size as all the other receivers on the Patriots.
Oh, no, I know. But they just needed that outside weapon that they really haven't had the last couple of years. They've been running back tight end dependent. Yeah. They haven't really had that guy, and he's got, unbelievable speed. Brandon Cooks is
That's what he kills you with.
Out, man. Yeah. Some say kill him with kindness. Brandon Cooks says kill him with speed. All right, we got a couple more here. We're going to go on and talk about the linemen, offensive and defensive line. Who's got the better O-line, guys?
Not even a question.
Eagles. Eagles.
Eagles have the best Absolutely. Offensive line in the league.
Yep, I agree with that one.
I think they're That's a landslide. They're stout there. There's no we don't even need to debate on that because
they don't have any weaknesses.
Okay, let's go to D-line. Oh. I think it's also the Eagles.
If they do have a weakness on that O-line, it is left tackle, but other than that they're the best starting five.
He's done a good job. I don't remember his name, but he's done a really good job filling in for
Peters.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. But I think the Eagles are stacked up front, even defensive line too.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I think both lines they win the battle on both lines.
Yeah. Because I heard on the radio the Eagles just keep putting pass rushers out there all game long.
They keep rotating guys in.
And that just keeps your
Their legs Brandon are always Graham fresh. Always fresh.
Chris Long fresh. Like I mean I think they their stay. Defense line is it's one of the best.
They keep coming at you.
Top two in the NFL. But we'll see how
who would be better.
New England's up.
Jacksonville?
D line would be better.
Jacksonville? Or you can
they do. They have a pretty good D line. I think Minnesota's linebacking group is better, but I don't know about their D line. It's probably about even.
Top five.
You know, you think Everson Griffin might be just the staple. It's because he's the staple in that defensive line.
Yeah. Daniel Hunter. Daniel Hunter had it down here.
He's from Katy.
Yeah, he went to LSU.
Mm-hmm.
Go Tigers. So I just hinted at it when we were talking about the Vikings. How about the linebacking core? Who's got the better linebackers? This one's kind of a toss-up.
I'm actually going to go with the Patriots on this one.
Me personally, I'm torn. I'm not going to give an opinion. I'm kind of torn.
That's the Eagles' weakness.
I'm going 50-50.
That's the Eagles' weakness, and I think that's why the Patriots are going to win this game is because the Eagles' linebackers can't keep up with Gronk, and the safeties are going to have to make up all the slack.
For James White, Lewis.
Yeah, I was thinking more of the running backs. They don't have that dynamic linebacker that can be a cover linebacker.
What sucks for them, they lost Jordan Hicks early in the year.
So yeah, they always do.
Well, I was going to pick Philadelphia, but until you brought up that point with them about them covering the running back, so I'm going to go New England as well.
Yeah, I'm not picking anybody. I'm going 50-50.
All week, I was like, Philadelphia, because I'm like, this the Eagles' defense is good, but then I forget, I don't, their linebacking core might be too weak to cover those running
You know, as we're going through this, I'm starting to see, like, I don't care about this game, but potentially, it could be a pretty good game, actually. You know, it could be a very well-played game.
Yeah.
Very hard-fought game. I don't think it's going to be a smear. I think it's going to be close no matter what, but I think it might be more nail-biting than people anticipate.
I think it's going to be like the Jacksonville-New England game we saw recently.
As long as it's not like last year's Super Bowl. Anything but that.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, for sure.
Secondaries. I think this one's pretty easy, too. Barnes, we'll start with you. We haven't started with you all night. Secondary.
Yeah. Eagles.
Yep.
Eagles. I think I like Jenkins at the safety position. I think they're just very athletic and fast in that secondary.
Yeah.
Honestly.
They were kind of mediocre in the regular season, but they really stepped up in the postseason.
I think ever since they got Roby back, I think he's made that secondary better.
Yeah, definitely.
I think the secondary for New England depends on one guy and one guy only.
Can I take a guess who that guy is?
Sure.
Malcolm Butler.
Nope.
Stephon Gilmore.
Stephon Gilmore. You said one guess, though, so you were wrong. I think if Stephon Gilmore has another game like he did against Jacksonville, they will be able to hold Alshon Jeffrey or Nelson Aguilar or Torrey Smith, whichever, you know, because I don't think he shadows. I think he stays on one side of the field. I think they'll be able to hold whoever's on the right, you know, if you're on offense, the right side of the field, they'll be able to hold that guy to minimal catches for minimal yards if he has a good game, and that could change the outcome.
Well, this is an upgraded this is an upgraded receiving core from the Jacksonville one. I mean, this Eagles receiving core is pretty stacked, and it's pretty underrated too.
Oh yeah, I think Wentz made them better, and Foles had played good against Minnesota. If he can play, if not just like that or close to it, and with those receivers, they should win on Sunday.
Yeah, almost. It almost seems like on paper, you know, you look at these teams and you think, oh, Philly's going to smear the floor with them.
But there's
You always have to account for Tom Brady.
There's that X factor.
And Belichick.
He can make other people so much better than they are.
And that's why he's the greatest of all time.
You know, like if you're playing Madden, he can turn an 89 to a 99 because of how good he is.
Yeah, for sure.
So. And last but not least, everybody's favorite part, the kickers and special teams. Who do we think has the upper hand here?
I have a tidbit for this.
Patriots. All right, go ahead.
This is the Battle of Memphis Kickers.
Of Memphis, like the college Memphis, or they grew up in Memphis?
Memphis, the college. Both kickers attended the University of Memphis.
Steven Gostkowski went to Memphis? That's so weird.
I didn't know that.
Gostkowski and Elliott went to Memphis. So it's the Battle of Memphis Kickers.
But Gostkowski has the edge.
Well, that
just
certainly sums it up to be a boring Super Bowl, if you call it that.
That's the story of the
Battle of the Memphis Kickers. That's almost like the Battle of the Piney Woods. Who cares?
Whoa, I care.
I knew I'd get you there, SFA.
Hey, Axum, baby.
No, I think one of the coolest names going into the Super Bowl, like not, you know, something that happened in the Super Bowl where after the fact you call it that Super Bowl, like, you know, whatever some names are. I don't know, the helmet catch, like David Tyree's catch, you know. But names going into it before the game. I think one of the coolest was the Harbowl, when it was the two Harbaughs playing against each other. Ravens 49ers.
Yeah, I like that.
That was pretty cool. The Harbowl. You guys have any other names for Super Bowls that you can think of?
Honestly, no.
Not at the top of my head.
All right, so second place, we have the Battle of the Memphis Kickers.
Yeah.
I like Jake Elliott or Josh Elliott.
Jake
Elliott.
Jake Elliott has the advantage to me.
I don't think he's a rookie.
Steven Gostkowski is the best kicker in the NFL, so shut your dang mouth.
I disagree with
that. No, he's not. Justin Tucker is.
Greg Zuerlein's the best kicker in the NFL.
Gosh, what the heck? We can't agree on anything.
Okay, the reason why I think Elliott is because he's made those long field goals. Man, and Gostkowski has lost his edge a little bit. He's out of this late Patriots run they've had recently. He hasn't had to make that game-winning kick like Vinatieri's had to. So Gostkowski.
Hey, all I know is you don't ever get rid of Vinatieri if the guy you're bringing in isn't better than Vinatieri.
Vinatieri was old, man, and Vinatieri was ready.
He's still old. He's still doing it though.
Yep.
Still one.
And he's doing it fine. And he's good. He's just on a terrible team.
Yes, sir.
So don't give me that lip. Vinatieri's the man, dude.
Yeah, he's the man, but he's lost his...
You know who I miss?
His
my favorite
power.
Kicker growing up was Mike Vanderjagt, the old Colts kicker.
Oh, man, that guy was crazy. Apparently, he was like one of the craziest people. Like, Peyton Manning hated Vanderjagt. With the passion.
That was my favorite kicker growing up was Mike Vanderjagt.
Of course he was.
Because I'm pretty crazy too. Although you wouldn't know it by listening to this podcast.
Yeah, right.
What do you mean, yeah, right?
You aren't crazy.
No, then what am I?
You're just yourself.
What does that even mean?
You look like Jesus.
I look like Jesus. You hear that, guys? I look like the old Mexican from across the street. Jesus. All right, that's cool. Oh, so there you have it, guys. That is why we all think that different teams are going to win. I don't really think any team's going to win. I have no clue. I want the Eagles to win just because I hate the Patriots.
It's going to end in a tie. It's just going to end in a tie, and we'll
yeah,
we'll
they'll be playing all the way to the kickoff of next season. So
Super Bowl champions.
It's a battle between.
Can you imagine, like how many overtime periods would there have to be? You know, like I just couldn't imagine a game going that long in the NFL. Like a baseball game can go 20 innings, and it's like, oh, that's crazy. But I've never seen an NFL game go so long where just they never score. I mean, most of the time because they don't. Like, they end in ties in the regular season. Baseball, you can't end in a tie. But it would be so cool to see just, like, nobody score, nobody score, nobody score ever. But I think it's impossible.
Especially with the Patriots offense.
A tie is like kissing your sister.
Barnes, that's gross. Your sister's like 5. What the heck, dude?
I have 2 of them. You never heard that expression? A tie is like kissing your sister?
Yes, I've heard that expression.
I wouldn't be talking about any.
Because we did the same thing when we played
sisters.
In high school.
I wouldn't be talking about any sisters around here.
Why?
Jacob. It was because it's your sister.
I have a brother. What are you talking about?
That's
I have
fair.
A little brother.
With their nappy hair.
Oh my god.
With nappy hair. Nah, if we're talking about sisters, Azita.
What?
You see Barnes' sisters yet?
No.
Hey, they're too young for you, bro.
Dude, I'm obviously kidding. They're like 5 years old.
7 Bruh. And 5? Bro.
No way. She's 7 years old already?
7 and 3.
7?
Yeah. She's turning 7.
That's insane. Time flies, man.
Tell me about it.
Wow. That's incredible. I can't even remember what I was doing 7 years ago.
You're in high school.
Again, I have no idea.
I was like a freshman in high school at the time.
7 years ago. That's nuts. I don't even want to think about it.
Neither do I.
All I'm looking forward to
I hate that time.
Is building this new house and moving out of this apartment. That's what I'm ready for. Getting out of here.
Oh, for sure. All right. So
we're going to more than triple our square footage. I'm excited
about
that.
That's good. So, what's our predictions for Sunday, guys?
Like 97-97. Tie, and it's still going to be on next time we record this podcast. They'll still be playing.
Zeno?
Man, I hate both these fan bases so much.
Well, that's why you're not going to watch.
Yeah, I'm working. I get up at
so
9.
That's why you're not going to watch.
I hate the fan bases.
Yeah.
I hate Tom Brady. I hate the Patriots. But Eagles, it's your time to shine. Fly, Eagles, fly, 24-21.
Come on, Nick Foles.
I'm going Patriots 20, Eagles 13.
I'm saying Eagles 23, Patriots 19. 19. Yes, 19.
We have a 23-19.
Yeah. Is that like from a show or something?
No, that was from Monsters, Inc. You don't remember that? Never seen
Is that really a 23-19?
Yes, dude. Where were you during your childhood?
Well, let's see. I was probably 7 years old when that movie came out, so don't remember it a whole lot.
It came out in 2001.
Okay, so I was 6.
There you go. Good job.
There you go. All right. Wonderful. Well, on behalf of my 2 lovely colleagues, Z-Dub and Barnacle, it's Jake the Snake.
Yeah.
As always, catch us on Facebook and Instagram. I mean, Instagram and Twitter, because we no longer have a Facebook. Fantasy Unscripted. Catch us on our website, fantasyunscripted.wordpress.com. You can listen to this very podcast on iTunes if you're here. Hi. Google Play if you're here. Hi. And guess what? I searched for us again online. I do that like once a week just to see what pops up. And player.fm, www.player.fm, we're now there. Apparently, they go looking out for random podcasts and just add them to their website. So that's pretty cool. We're getting picked up by random people now. And as always,
hey,
fantasyunscripted.wordpress.com for our website. And yeah, that's about it. Last words, guys?
Not really.
Anything? No last words?
I got nothing.
Just ready for Sunday.
Random silence?
Just
it's like
for
8
Sunday.
Seconds of random silence. Yeah, I'm ready
just
to
ready
get
for Sunday.
Or 2
I'm
hours.
Ready to get Sunday over with so I don't have to think about this Super Bowl anymore and we can just move on to next season now. You know, healthy Deshaun and Texans possibly going back to the playoffs. That's what I want to look forward to.
Yeah, me too. Good.
And maybe they'll play the Vikings in the Super Bowl next year. Who knows? All right,
yeah,
everybody.
Yeah.
Check you later. Adios.
All right.
Later.